This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. Tribal advocates are praising President Joe Biden's quick action to reverse the last administration's environmental policies. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
On Inauguration Day, Biden took steps to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. His administration also placed a 60-day moratorium on new leasing and drilling permits on public lands. Biden has also fulfilled campaign promises that were important to tribes, including revoking a permit for the Keystone XL pipeline.
I think there's a sense of vindication, recognition of treaty promises.
Matthew Campbell is an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund who fought that project on behalf of tribes in Montana and South Dakota. Campbell also represented tribes in the Four Corners region in their lawsuit opposing the previous administration's shrinking of Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments, a move Biden has pledged to reconsider.
I think it's a very important first step. It's an important signal that tribal sovereignty will be recognized.
The fossil fuel industry is likely to be among Biden's biggest detractors. His climate change plan aims to achieve net zero emissions in the U.S. by 2050. For National Native News, I'm Savannah Marr.
Reporting for this story is part of a collaboration between National Native News and the Mountain West News Bureau. Native American tribes praised the Biden administration this week for issuing an executive order stopping the Keystone XL pipeline, but now they're urging additional action to halt other pipeline projects, including the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Guardian reported the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and the nonprofit Earth Justice urged Biden in a video to shut down DAPL. Biden has not made statements on that pipeline, but last year, when she was a senator, Vice President Kamala Harris signed an amicus brief calling on a judge to shut it down while an environmental impact study was done. DAPL is already transporting 500 million barrels of crude oil daily. Last week, 75 female indigenous leaders sent Biden a letter calling for a halt on fossil fuel projects that threaten the environment, culture, and security of Native American lands. Activists also want the administration to stop construction of Line 3, which would transport Canadian tar sands oil across indigenous lands in Minnesota. In Montana this week, the state legislature heard three bills that would continue efforts launched in 2019 to address missing and murdered indigenous people. The Cutbank Pioneer Press reports the bills faced no opposition. One reauthorizes a task force created in 2019 and a grant that went to a tribal college to create a database of every missing indigenous person in the state. Two other bills create a commission to examine cold cases and provide training for search teams. And the Kansas City Star reports the Kansas House of Representatives is also considering a bill that would allow the Attorney General to coordinate training on murdered and missing indigenous people with tribes, the State Bureau of Investigation, and other law enforcement organizations. Advocates called it a good first step. In the Philippines, eight Catholic bishops are calling for an independent investigation into the killings of nine indigenous leaders. The Vatican News reports the military claims they were arresting members of the Communist New People's Army for alleged possession of firearms and explosives and that they resisted. But eyewitnesses say the men were unarmed and offered no resistance. The indigenous leaders were opposing the construction of a dam that would impact indigenous lands. Human rights groups say the government often labels people communists who are fighting for indigenous rights. Also in the Philippines, indigenous youths may lose a space where they have been sheltering from the military. Manga Bay reports a group of 68 indigenous students and teachers have taken refuge at the University of the Philippines in Quezon City. The campuses of the university have been off limits to military and police under a longstanding pact, but the National Defense Secretary declared an end to that pact earlier this month. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Utah Dene Bakea working to restore Bears Ears National Monument to 1.9 million acres with co-management by tribes. Info on supporting this effort at utahdene.org. That's UTAHDINE.org. Support by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the SAMHSA-sponsored Opioid Response Network, working across the nation to address the opioid crisis in tribal communities. Information and support at aaip.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.